Hello everyone and welcome to the first episode of what we are going to call Mini Pops. Mini Pops are going to be shorter recordings about stories that take place between our regular recordings or short reviews that we don't have time for during our regular show. For our first Mini Pop, April sent in a request to our local country music station, Q97 Continuous Country, to be a co-host on the Bruce in the Morning show, which of course features Bruce and Rito. Bruce contacted her back and invited her to co-host the Bruce in the Morning show this past May 31st. Bruce was kind enough to record segments of a show for April to share with Comic Pop's audience. So thank you to Bruce and Q97, and if you are in the Garden City, Kansas area, be sure to listen to Q97 Continuous Country and Bruce in the Morning.
Continuous Country, Q97, and Bruce in the Morning with April Brookman, our co-host this morning. How are you?
I'm doing good.
All right, so I made a little bit of an exception today because normally I make people 18 and up. See,
right.
I have a rule about that because, you know, sometimes the content of this show can, you know, hit that mark. Some things just should be geared for adults. So, but, you know, your dad's with you and stuff, and I made the exception because you guys have a podcast. You want to go ahead and plug that?
We have a podcast called Comic Pop Library, and we review music, books, graphic novels, music. And me personally, I'm the music. So.
Graphic novels. They're not called comic books anymore, right? And I learned that lesson the hard way because the guy that started the graphic novel, The Walking Dead, him and the guy that plays the sheriff, or the guy that woke up in the hospital, were on my show at another radio station. And I learned the hard way you don't call it a comic book, believe me.
I don't read enough of them. That's somebody else's review. I usually just take a nap.
All right. See, napping during comics? Okay. All right, so coming up this morning, though, we are going to be talking about scheduling the brown chicken, brown cow time. Also, we're going to give away some tickets for Hairball, and I do have some new idiot criminals in the news, and please let this be true, because I am a super lazy guy, okay? And I'd like to stay alive a few more years in spite of myself. According to a new study out of Norway, you only need 12 minutes of exercise a week to get healthy and stay healthy. That's it. 12 minutes.
Well, what are you eating?
In the study, they had people work out as intensely as possible for 4 minutes. That means sprinting on a treadmill or doing something else vigorously. And when people did it 3 times a week, it significantly helped their health. They didn't compare those people's health to people who exercise for longer, but they suggested that just 12 minutes of intense exercise might be as good.
So are we saying Norway's lazy?
Maybe. The researchers say, quote, the data suggests that it may be possible to reduce your cardiovascular mortality with substantially less exercise than is generally recommended, provided it's performed in a vigorous manner.
You could be wearing a lot of layers. Make you sweat more.
Well, get that heart rate up. I mean, that's what it's all about. Get the heart rate up. Of course, then again, that happens to me when some girl walks down the street. So, you know, whatever.
Hi, it's Bruce. It seems like whenever I meet somebody and they find out that I'm on the radio, they always go, ooh.
Continuous Country, Q97. Tim McGraw on Truck Yeah. Stinger. All right, and yeah, written by the Low Cash Cowboys, by the way. All right, there's your little trivia for the day.
Ooh.
Yeah. April is our co-host this morning. We are going to be talking about scheduling special time. You know, the brown chicken, brown cow. That's coming up. Also, we're going to be talking about getting new followers on Twitter and your job and your weight. All right, and these people exist purely for my enjoyment, I'm sure of it, and yours too. Talking about the idiot criminals that are in the news. Here we go. For the love of goodness sakes, do not fake a crime to look like a hero. Ready?
Good Lord.
Seems like it's been a trend this year, and it can't turn out more tragic than this. Back in May 12th, 20-year-old Kyle Dube of Orono, Maine, wanted to impress a 15-year-old named Nicole Cable who'd refused his advances. 20 years old going after 15. Creepy. Okay, we can go from there. Yes, the age difference is troubling enough to show you that there's something wrong with this guy, though, right? So the dude decided to fake Nicole's kidnapping to win her over. He set up a fake Facebook profile, became friends with her online, arranged to meet her near her house, but when she showed up, he jumped out in a ski mask, duct taped her mouth, put her in the pickup truck, and drove it to the woods. When he got there, he found out she died. Her cause of death has not been determined yet, but something the dude did killed her. So wow. He'd switched from fake kidnapper into real murderer, dumped her body. The police found Nicole's body 8 days later, quickly connected it to Dube. His brother told the cops he'd planned to, quote, kidnap Nicole, hide her, so he would find her later and be a hero. He's facing murder and kidnapping charges, looking at 25 years in prison.
Of course, it was the back east where it happened.
Right, in the creepiest part of the country. Oof. Yeah. All right, for all we know, I mean, well, we all do know someone who's a grammar Nazi, right?
That's me.
Yeah. This guy takes it to a whole new level. Earlier this week, 50-year-old Leonard Burdick of Salem, Oregon, saw a government building in Salem with a typo on their sign. The Salem Teachers Standards and Practices Commission forgot the D in the word and. So their sign said State of Oregon Teachers Standards and Practices Commission. Apparently, that was enough to send Leonard into a terrorist rage.
It is pretty scary.
Walked into the office on Wednesday carrying a pressure cooker. He told the employees he was planning to blow up their sign because of the typo. He said he would have only... the bomb didn't work.
Wow.
Leonard said he downloaded instructions on how to build the bomb online, and those instructions also had typos, which screwed him up.
It's because he Googled it.
It wasn't quite true. The reason the bomb hadn't worked is because it was just an empty pressure cooker. He was arrested for disorderly conduct. The police say, quote, it looks like he was just trying to get attention. Do you think? All right, some guys try to get attention. Other guys should avoid it. And this must have been one sexy door. Monday afternoon, 57-year-old Anthony Bruce Berry of Lake Worth, Florida. Of course, it's always Florida. Walked up to a business in Hypoluxo, Florida. Then in broad daylight, Anthony decided to drop his pants and start going to town with the door.
Was it red?
Or green. Like, really, going to the door. Possibly not just trying to get his own, but trying to make sure the door was properly satisfied, too.
At least he's considerate.
An employee at the business whipped out his iPhone, took video, then called 911. Of course, get the video first, right?
That always happens.
Cops showed up, found Anthony on a bus bench nearby. They asked him if he'd just been with the door. He smiled them and told them, quote, yes, I have a mental problem, do you think?
Really?
He was arrested for indecent exposure. The business's name is not being released, possibly, till I protect the identity of the victim. Of course, in this case, being a door.
Yeah.
The longest-running Polaris dealer in Southwest Kansas is having a huge stock
Keller Leopold Insurance provides insurance solutions for your home, auto, life, or farm and ranch. For nearly 70 years, Keller Leopold has protected families and their property. Call 276-7671 or visit kellerleopold.com.
We are looking at sunny skies today. The high going up to 84, mostly clear tonight for the hairball concert, low 51, and sunny tomorrow, the high 75. We're at 64 right now. Q97. All right, that's going to be a wrap for me, man. So,
yeah, I'm good.
April, did you have fun?
Yeah.
All right, your podcast again is at
ComicPopLibrary.com.
ComicPopLibrary.com. You're going to record a new one tomorrow, and you do the music portion of it.
I'm the music reviewer, and we have episode 38 coming out late July, I believe, and I'm reviewing a group called The Hunts. So check them out. They're an indie folk group, kind of.
So kind of a Mumford and Sonnish
kind of thing. That's what I would say. They're a Mumford band.
All right. So do check all that out. It is a Comic Pop
Library.com.
All right. Thanks for stopping in. See, did you have fun?
Yeah.
See, she's honest, if nothing else. But if you want to co-host the morning show, we'll do it with somebody new every Friday. Just go to bruceinthemorning.com. Drop me an email with co-host the morning show in the subject line. And we'll start doing this more, man. We have somebody lined up for the next couple of weeks in a row, so it's going to be a lot of fun.
Yep.
April, thanks for waking up early, coming in.
Yeah, it was cool.
All right, here's Jason Aldean. Joey's up next. Have a great day.
There's two black marks on that county road.
Thank you for listening to Comic Pop Library. We welcome your comments and suggestions by emailing us at admin@comicpoplibrary.com. All emails submitted become the property of Comic Pop Library and are subject for use in our show. We would also appreciate it if you would spread the word about Comic Pop Library by posting about us on Twitter, Facebook, or just tell someone about us. This podcast is not endorsed by any comic book publisher or distributor and is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. The views and comments of the show host are their own and are not reflective of any business, entity, or organization associated with ComicPopLibrary.com.